Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, 824. One of the hallmarks of the time I've been on this show, Al, is how well I take criticism.
That's true.
I've always embraced it. Yeah, yeah. I've always really responded to it by saying, you know, you're entitled to your opinion, and I see the merit of your comments.
Right.
I've always been that way, Ray. But I don't like it.
One of the things I like about you, Angela. But
I don't like it when somebody criticizes something I know is uncriticizable, is so good that if you're trying to criticize it, all you're doing is being a jackass, all right? And that is what I'm talking about in Turd Dad Derek Shani. He is the critic, I think it's he, I'm not sure, the critic for the Philly.com that watched Tommy and Me. Now, let me make this clear. He called it glorious, right? He said nostalgia of sports was in glorious display Friday night at the opening of Tommy and Me. Ray Dittinger's finely honed one-act play.
That's nice.
About his friendship with Tommy McDonald. And I'm going, wow, yeah, okay. Let me read more praise for Ray because it's one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen. And he keeps praising. He tells the story of how Ray met Tommy and all that good stuff. And he goes on that. And I'm going, wow, I'm enjoying this. But it's long. Look at how long this thing is.
Yeah, it's a lot of information there.
This criticism's longer than the play. The play is only 70 minutes, 75.
Why is he treating it with respect?
Right? He's treating it with respect. I get to the third part, and then he goes, things do get a little clunky when the adult Ray begins to dominate the story.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you know why he dominates the story? Because this is where Ray begins the campaign to take his hero and help him get into the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole point of the story.
Yeah.
That when Ray's young, Tommy endears him, and then later, Tommy endears himself to Ray, and then later Ray gets a chance to pay back his hero.
Yeah, that's the point of the play.
That's the point of the play. Yeah. How is that clunky? Right. And then he goes, oh, this is the worst part. Then he says that the endless discussions of Tommy's accomplishments feel forced, even boring. The whole play, 70 minutes, you jackass!
And it's called Tommy.
The hell's wrong with you? He goes to these 2.5-hour musicals with 9 boring numbers. Oh, you're so pretty. No, I'm so pretty. Oh, it's magical. Then this guy in 70 minutes tells its amazing story. Well, it gets endless and boring. The hell's wrong with you? Joe, let's try to get this guy on. I want to take him down.
Maybe it should be a musical next year.
You could be in it. That was excellent. You were a very pretty man.
Honestly. And here's all we want to know from you, Ray, because it was a positive review. Don't get me wrong.
No, it was a positive review.
It was a positive review. But, Ray, you have often, an athlete does something screwed up, you write a column, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it weird to pick up something and see something you did, even slightly criticized? What's that like from your perspective?
This was funny because it snuck up on me. I read the first half of it, and it was really a glowing review.
Glowing,
and then all of a sudden I got the speed bump there. But you know, I actually understand a little bit of the point he's trying to make. I do. That was to me in writing the play. That was the toughest stretch in two respects. Number one, I really was putting the actor who plays me in a tough spot because I gave him a lot of information to deliver on stage by himself with no other characters to play off of. The rest of the play, he's sort of playing off Tommy or he's playing off his little self.
Right.
And this is one stretch where it's kind of almost like a soliloquy.
Yeah.
But it was hard. I understood it was hard in the writing of it, and I understood it was hard for Matt to deliver it. But, and this is what I would say to Tear Dad, is there's no way around it. I mean, you have to, if the whole story is going to be about getting him into the Hall of Fame, then you have to explain the mechanism
Yeah.
To get him in the Hall of Fame. How does the voting how does the voting thing work? You know, how do you make a presentation? And then just the aspect of climbing the mountain and getting pushed back down time after time after time after time, which went on for over a decade.
That was important.
It was kind of important because then it pays off at the end when he finally gets there.
Totally pays off. It's such a great ending because of that.
Right.
He wants you to cut out that, make it 50-minute play so he doesn't, I don't know what his, maybe he has hemorrhoids. Maybe that's Turdad's problem.
There's no.
Really? A 70-minute play. Do you understand that's part of the magic of it? Ray doesn't pad it 1 ounce. It's not padded 1 ounce. This guy goes, oh, then was so boring. What the hell do you know? You're a jackass.
How do the hemorrhoids come into that?
Understand.
What? Because if you're sitting too long, it gets.
Oh, it does. Okay.
Come on. You didn't know that?
No.
Come on.
Thankfully, I don't know that.
Read it up, man. Read up on
it. No, I haven't looked at
hemorrhoids. Let me make my statement again. Tommy and me, I have seen amazing stuff out. I saw Elephant Man on Broadway. All right? One of the most greatest. I saw the Four Seasons show. What was that called?
Jersey Boys.
I saw that when it came out. That was a good show. I have seen amazing productions. Tommy and Me.
I saw Phantom of the Opera.
Right.
It was really good.
All right. What does that have to do?
It's got nothing to do with what we're talking about.
You broke my momentum.
You broke his wind.
All right? You didn't break my wind. You broke my momentum. And let me just say that, Ray, yours ranks with the best things I've ever seen in my life. And the fact after, I wonder if this jackass stayed after to see the repartee between Ray and the fans and how they have such a love for Tommy and such a love for Ray. Because that's part of it, too. It kind of reinforces the whole message of the play. It's an amazing performance. You're going to do, Ray, do one, the next thing here. Take it to the Hall of Fame. Do it Hall of Fame weekend sometime.
That'd
people
be fun.
Would go wild for that.
That would be fun.
Because it's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
It's how he got into the Hall of Fame and the strength and the bond between an athlete and a fan and how that comes around. It's a beautiful thing for there. You got to talk to people.
Well,
because right now that Hall of Fame thing stinks, right? Did you see that where they stuck Romo?
The speeches are endless.
No, did you see? Jerry Jones, 37 minutes.
Yeah, I know.
You realize that's half as long as the entire play?
Oh,
I know. That's when
it's too long.
When in 98, when Tommy went in and I was his presenter, we got letters from the Hall of Fame. We both did telling us the limit that we had to speak. I was told I had 4 minutes.
4 minutes to introduce Tommy.
And then Tommy had 6 minutes. That was the whole thing.
6 minutes?
It was 4 minutes for the presenter. It was 6 minutes for the enshrinee. We were told that explicitly.
Did that include all the music and the dancing he did?
Yeah, actually, Tommy did all that under 6 minutes.
He did?
Yeah, he got it in 5:50.
And he had a boombox. He danced. It's all in the play.
Yeah.
The way you recreated that is so awesome, too. At times, even in the play, it's a little uncomfortable.
That
just
is
a little. Because, Al, he kind of went off the rails a little time.
Yeah, no, I remember.
But he was, it's in the play. And it's delightful.
You should write a review.
I should.
You should.
I should. You know what? The reason I don't is I'm not pretentious, and I understand that criticism is valid from time to time, and this was not valid. And Turdad,
why would your lead
Turdad is my leader right now at Weasel of the Week.
Would you start with you'll enjoy it even if you have hemorrhoids?
Yeah. I would say, you know what? Even if you have a problem down there, this will cure.
Why don't you critique Eskin's new play?
What?
He's got one?
Yeah, The King and I.
Patrick's on the line. I didn't know. That did not come from you. Somebody gave
you
that.
Was the Burger King and I the one I thought of?
All right. Okay.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.